This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We just did the numbers, to which you were hopefully listening attentively. But the fact is, there's a whole lot more to those indices than you can get across in 45 seconds of just talking. Like, as just one example, when I say the S&P 500 closed at 29.95 today, what does that actually mean?
It's not as simple as it might seem, because it depends on what index you're talking about.
Andrea Eisfeld teaches finance at UCLA, and to make things simpler, for this installment of Kai Explains, where we take things real slow to figure out what's really going on, we are going to do the S&P 500.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
You recently asked what's going on with this economy.
So how do these two concepts work together?
The S&P 500 tracks 500 of the biggest companies in this economy as measured by market capitalization.
You just take the price of those S&P 500 stocks times the number of shares outstanding.
So?
If you have a stock like Apple, you just take its price.
Today, Apple closed at $239.96 a share.
And then you multiply it by the number of shares that are traded on U.S. stock exchanges.
Give or take 4.5 billion shares of Apple.
And then you have their market cap.
For Apple, that's a bit more than $1 trillion as of the close today. The thing about the S&P is that it's market cap weighted. So a change in the price of Apple shares moves the index more than, say, a change in the price of Ralph Lauren shares does. So how does that get us to the $29.95 that the S&P closed at today? Well, in the most basic terms, the S&P adds up all the market caps for all of those 500 companies to get
the market cap of that stock index.
Kinda. There are some calculations done.
It's normalized as a way to get to a nice round number.
That calculation is technically called the divisor.
It is intended to make sure that the index accounts for the fact that stocks will split. So one share will split into two shares of equal value. So it is meant to be able to compare the index at two different points in time.
It's not just the S&P that smooths things out, by the way. The Dow, which, as I think I have mentioned, is a price-weighted index, has a divisor as well. One last thing, and the last word from Andrea Eisfeld at UCLA.
I think people should know what it means for the S&P 500 to be at a certain level, but I think it's more important to look at the percentage changes.
So just in case you drifted off somehow during the numbers, the S&P 500 today lost a little bit of steam, headed into the close, down 0.3%. Let me know what else you might want to hear explained. Hit us up on Twitter. The show is at Marketplace. I am at Kai Ryssdal, K-A-I-R-Y-S-S-D-A-L.